Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we do talk a lot about the issues blind and partially sighted people face when trying to get onto the career ladder, whether that is trying to find your first job or returning to work, maybe after some sight loss. Well, the RNIB earlier this year launched a new program called the See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme to help blind and partially sighted people get into work or return to work. Well, we have some fantastic news about the See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme. And Kudarat Adedinini, RNIB Employment Manager, joins me now here on RNIB Connect Radio, along with Lucy Valentine, who has just completed her RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme, but has also just gained permanent employment here at the RNIB too. Well, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Kudarat and Lucy, and congratulations to you, Lucy, not only on successfully completing your work placement, but also gaining your permanent employment here at the RNIB too.
Hi, thank you so much. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. It's great to be here. And I'm back, as I promised I would be, to give you an update.
It's great to have you back, Kudarat. And firstly, would you mind just giving me a bit of an outline and overview of the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme, who it is for and how it all works? As we know, there are many issues that blind and partially sighted people face when trying to get onto the career ladder.
Certainly, Toby, I'll be glad to do so. Now, the See Work Differently Placement Scheme came about because of research that RNIB had done, that there are about 11,000 job seekers with sight loss in the UK who are actively seeking employment. We know how important employment is in terms of contributing to general good health and well-being of people. And blind and partially sighted people are no exception. Equipped with the right skills, experience, and training, blind and partially sighted people can and do want to be gainfully employed. And providing an opportunity for them to do this is indeed a worthwhile investment. So we launched the See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme in June, as you correctly said. And it provides paid work experience placements for blind and partially sighted job seekers. That could be job seekers who are new to the world of employment or to blind and partially sighted job seekers who are returning to the workplace after a period of sight loss. So in short, it's for anyone who would benefit from a short work placement opportunity with us here at the RNIB.
And Lucy, of course, congratulations again. I'm going to keep on saying this, on successfully completing your work placement and also gaining that permanent employment here at the RNIB. Would you mind just telling me a bit about your sort of employment history and background before applying to the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme? What was your sort of employment history and experience like? Had you been looking for an employment for a long period of time? And if you had applied for jobs, were the employers not seeing past your sight loss at all?
Yeah, of course. So I was looking for work when I stumbled upon the placement. But before that, I'd graduated last year and I was working kind of sporadically at my uni as like a research assistant, but it wasn't kind of full-time employment. So I had been looking for quite a while, but because I was diagnosed with RP in my last term at university, when most people would be looking for kind of graduate jobs and that sort of thing, applying to grad schemes and that sort of thing. And because of my diagnosis, it kind of took me back sort of thing. And I kind of missed those opportunities and I was finding it really, really difficult to build the momentum to kind of get applying and kind of getting interviews and that sort of thing after my diagnosis. Yeah, it was more the psychological toll of my sight loss that was putting in the barriers to me finding employment after I'd finished my degree.
And where did you hear about the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme? And when you applied and got onto it, what sort of things were you doing? What sort of tasks were you doing? And what sort of areas of the RNIB were you in your work placement scheme at? You know, sort of what different departments did you sort of do your work at?
Yeah, so I saw it advertised and I'd seen it. It was actually members of my family that were really encouraging me to apply because they'd seen it as well and heard about it and thought that it would be perfect. And evidently it was. So I was working within the counselling and wellbeing team, within the admin team. So I was kind of calling clients, booking in stuff, working to kind of help the counselling wellbeing team run, work with colleagues, that sort of thing. And yeah, it was really enjoyable. And I learned a lot through it as well, more than I thought I was going to. And the difference in my confidence as well, kind of being put out there in the workplace. It was amazing.
And obviously, putting aside your fantastic permanent employment now at the R9B, but what sort of things did you learn from the work placement, and what would you say to other blind and partially sighted people who might be thinking of applying? What do you think they would get out of applying to become on the work placement scheme?
Honestly, I gained, so like I said, the confidence, but also I gained kind of technical skills, working with different applications, that sort of thing, people skills. I found it really, really valuable because, you know, the clients we work with are blind and partially sighted. And I found that personally, I enjoy it in kind of a professional sense. I love working with people. And that was, you know, something that I discovered through doing the role. But also personally, it was enjoyable talking to other people with sight loss. For me, this role was kind of exactly what I wanted. And I got a lot out of it in terms of kind of working out what I wanted to do. But even if, you know, placement comes up and it's not exactly what you want to do, I think it's really, really useful in kind of getting those skills, because there's lots of things that about the role that I didn't expect to like and I actually really enjoyed. And yeah, and also kind of working in this environment, I've really learned to have conversations around my sight loss at work where I feel kind of comfortable, and I feel confident having those conversations, and I know what to expect. You know, whenever I do leave the R&IB and go to a different organisation, if that happens, I know how to have those conversations and feel confident in what I'm saying and what to expect from people in those conversations.
And Kudrat, I think that the next round of the R&IB See Work Differently work placement scheme has either just been announced or is about to be announced. And if listeners would maybe like to find out more about the scheme and maybe start thinking about getting their application forms ready together, where can people go to find out more and start their applications?
I would suggest that listeners visit the R&IB jobs page. Once you're on the jobs page and you type in C in the search box, all the opportunities that are available will come up. One thing I will say is that we're advertising opportunities constantly. When we first started the scheme, we thought we were going to go down the route of having specific times when we have specific intakes, but we found out that it doesn't really work that way. It's a lot more flexible. So I would always suggest that people visit the website, type in C and see what opportunities are available. We're constantly advertising all the time.
And Lucy, would you say it's a great scheme to get on for other blind and partially sighted people who might be either thinking of getting into work for the first time like you, or maybe returning to work after a period of other unemployment due to whatever reason?
Oh, 100%. I've recommended it to my friends that are also living with sight loss. And I think it's one of the best things I've ever done. Yeah, it's been an amazing experience. And it's made me want to aim higher. I feel like my career trajectory is better now, if that makes sense.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we'll see you in a sort of high level position, I'm sure, very soon. Well, thank you very much indeed, Kudrat and Lucy, for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio and telling me more about the R&IB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme. And again, congratulations, Lucy, on that permanent role here at the R&IB too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Hope to be back again soon.